Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Larry Steckel, row crop weed specialist and professor of weed science at the University of Tennessee. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
A superweed, from most of the weed science folks' point of view, is a weed that's very competitive. Palmer amaranth would be a good example. Kind of evolved in floodplains. You get a flood come in, it kills all the existing vegetation. Palmer amaranth is the first thing to come up, and it grows very quickly, produces a lot of seed that floats, which helps move it around. Also, it's very, very drought tolerant. So there's a lot of beach sand and a lot of river bottoms. It's got a competitive advantage there against other weeds. If you just fast forward from that to basically replacing a flood with Roundup, burning everything down, or even tillage, taking everything out, it's no wonder Palmer has fit so well in agriculture and really been a super weed for thousands of years.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
A lot of the non-farm press, a lot of folks in agriculture, their perception of what a superweed is and what a weed scientist's perception of a superweed is definitely two different things. They think a superweed is a weed that's basically gained resistance to herbicides, and it got it from actually the trait, the resistance, being somehow magically transported from the crop to the weed, which we all know is not possible. So that's just totally wrong how it came about that way.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
What I really state is Roundup or any herbicide didn't create superweeds, but rather superweeds defeated Roundup. They developed resistance and they've moved on, but they were a superweed long before that. And really going forward, our biggest concern needs to be trying to at least delay them gaining any more resistance to any more management tactics, whether it's a herbicide, tillage, or rotation, or what have you.